Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Black Sugar. Yes. How's everybody doing out there? How's my loving black people? I miss y'all so much. Please forgive my absence. A lot's been going on. And just in case I have a little lisp in my voice, I've gotten new teeth. And when I mean new teeth, I mean new teeth. And I went and got them done at 4M Dental. And I have a track at the top, and I have clamps at the bottom. And I'm still in healing. I've had it done since September the 7th. So, you know, all the swelling hasn't gone down. And in the meantime and in between time, I am still in my one bedroom. In case you haven't heard, I might have mentioned that in one of my podcasts before this one. I think the last one I left you with was about Bill Cosby. Well, I got good news. Bill Cosby is a free man. He is a free man. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is a free man. Yes, my people. He is free. One day, I can't remember the date. This year, 2021, I think it was in August, Bill Cosby walked out a free man because the case that was against him, it was bogus. One of the men in the city clerk's office or the deputy clerk, wherever, somebody trying to make bones, trying to be politically correct on the right wing side, arrested him for no reason over a deposition, as I'm sure you've heard. But let's please pray for Mr. R. Kelly. Yes, R. Kelly. Robert Sylvester Kelly has been in jail now for at least 2 to 3 years. Don't quote me. I just, you know, I don't write down things. I just, you know, talk off my brain and what's going on around me and how do I feel as a black person about it? And this is how I feel about R. Kelly going to jail. There was no reason for it. They made a bogus video. Yes, and I'm talking about women. I am a woman. I know I may not sound like one, but I am born, bred, black, beautiful, melanin woman with beautiful melanin black sons. And I do have a daughter. I have 2 sons and a daughter. All my grandchildren are boys. And I don't understand why we, as sisters and brothers, that's the way I'm going to keep it, keep arguing and fussing and fighting over our own people. You know, every race, except for us, and I know ours has gone way back. It's gone back to the biblical days of us not getting along, of us hating and envying and being jealous of one another. as America, as black people all over the world, no matter what we come from, what continent, because we were all from Africa originally. That's the way I'm going to always say that. But yes, let's please pray for Brother R. Kelly. We need prayer, prayer, prayer. He's got a new lawyer on his appeal, because he does have grounds for appeal in New York. The New York, because they didn't took him to New York and had a trial, and it had many grounds for appeal. So guess who his lawyer is? The appeal lawyer that was for Bill Cosby. Yes. So, please forgive me. Like I said, I just go off the cusp. I can't remember the lawyer's name, but I did see the name, and I'm sure it's all over every social media, newspaper, wherever you can see R. Kelly's name. And let's pray that this is the miracle he needs also. And I just want to say, we all have a good and bad side in us, no matter what color we are. And I want and so much and so badly for our melanin brothers and sisters to please, please, let's get along. Let's support each other. What are we embarrassed of? They've been blaming things on us since day one. I mean, we have no shame. I have no... I love R. Kelly. I love Robert Sylvester Kelly Sr., not just for his talent, but because he's a black man falsely accused. He was railroaded. Even Bill Cosby gave a comment saying he was railroaded. Bill Cosby had already went through it. So many others. Let's not forget Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson. You can think of some more. I mean, this is the country that has built its back off of beating up on the black man. It's just this, that's it. That's the way it is. And we're going to pray it away. We're going to pray it away. Because prayer availeth much, my sisters and brothers. It does. It does. Miracles happen every single second of every single day. Why are we not entitled to them? We are his children. We are the sheep of his pastures. You know, God loves us. He loves us all and what, even when we don't want to hear about him, when we don't want to talk about him. God who? Even those that just despise him by hating us so much. Because there's a history behind white people hating us the way they do. And there's no need. Never been a need. It was just something evil. Something despicable that they see in us. But I can say personally, from my own opinion, it all boils down to jealousy. That's what it does. It is a male situation that they don't want to talk about. Let's keep it real. It's all about jealousy. It's a materialistic jealousy that they started. Can I say it? The male melanin penis. Yeah, I said it. There you go. I said it. Yeah, I did. Yes, I said it. It's all about who got the biggest one, and history has allowed us to know. We know who has what. And for centuries, you may try to take the money, but we, as black melanin, go ahead. That's why y'all need the money so bad. Y'all gotta buy everything. And I do mean everything. But back to the importance. Back to the important things. Okay, so Let's see, ladies and gents. Now, that's enough of the trending topics. There is a new GOP governor in Virginia. I'm going to say it again. And if Joe Biden, president, does not do something, it will be a battle. And it's not going to be a battle of votes. It's going to be a battle of guns. It's going to be a battle of shooting. There's going to be a battle of killing. People are already on the cusp of not wanting to listen to anything or anyone. Half the, a quarter of this country's gone one way. A quarter of this country's gone another way. The right wing, QAnon, not wanting to listen to the latest president. I mean, you're talking about a family divided. I mean, really? The right and the left. So it's all a white thing. It's all a white thing to me. These are my opinions, and I am entitled to them. But I live here all my whole life, and I have seen nothing but despicable hatred and disrespect, lies, ignorance. Why? Because you hate black people. Now they're trying to set up, I'm going to say this. Now they're trying to set up the votes. That's the latest thing going on. Georgia, Texas, Virginia now. And they're going to try to have all these states just alike as far as abortion rights. They have no right. Like Mr. Steve Harvey, and I'm going to quote this from a very intelligent man, Mr. Steve Harvey. I love him. Yes, I do listen to him every morning that I can. That is what I... Oh, okay, everybody, I'm going to have to take a pause for the cause, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to come back to you, because I am also a grandmother that has to go pick up her grandson. So, I love y'all. I'll be back. This is part one of Black Sugar's Lounge and what's going on in the mind of Black Sugar. I will be back. I love y'all. Hang in there with me.